Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third, the left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Washington reaches second base with a double. Tavares goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's 2-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu bunts towards third. Maddox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. DeJesu moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cardenal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. DeJesu moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DeJesu scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Maddox moves to third. one out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maddox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cardinal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blackwell for the out. Biotner moves to second. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a pop-up towards first. Cardinal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavares moves to third. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Washington steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavares tags and scores. Washington tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Mets. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. Youngblood moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biotner. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Youngblood scores. Cardinal goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Mets. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell throws to DeJesus, and they have Maddox in a rundown. The throw to Randall, who applies the tag, and Maddox is out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall juggles the ball. That's an error on Randall. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zachary is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randle moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Buckner moves to second. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazzilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle juggles the ball. That's an error on Randle. Mazzilli moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mazzilli moves to third. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tyson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillermo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 2 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazzilli moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Hernandez covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Youngblood moves to third. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Stearns moves to second. It's 8-1, Mets. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tyson hits a pop-up towards first. Cardinal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Figueroa pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blackwell moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 3 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Riley now pitching. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mazzilli strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Riley. Tavares moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riley fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to third. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavares scores. Youngblood moves to second. It's 9-1, Mets. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardinal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Trevino now playing third base. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trevino fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Biotner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Zachary is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.